पंजाबी जय राधा माधव कुंजा विहारी जय राधा कुंजा विहारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे रामा 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 हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे राम राम हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा 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 हरे हरे जय प्रभुपदा जय प्रभुपदा जय प्रभुपदा श्रील प्रभुपदा जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद
जयद्गुरु श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस प्रयोजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शतस्वी ईस्ट वेंग्रेस ऐसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय विष्णुपाद परम सपरिवाजिक आचार्य अष्टोत्तर शतस्वी जीवन ग्रेस भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर श्रील प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवतम की निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबली ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबली ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबली ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु गौरंगा ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्रील प्रभुपाद की ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् हरे कृष्ण वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 10 प्रहलाद द बेस्ट अमंग Exalted devotees. Text number 3. Mrutya Lakshana Jignyasu. Bhaktam Kameswa Achodayat. Bhavan Samsara Bijeshu. Hrudaya Grantishu Prabho. Mrutya Lakshana Jignyasu. Bhaktim Kameswa Achodayat. Bhavan Samsara Bijeshu. Hrudaya Grantishu Prabho. Mrutya Lakshana Jignyasu. Bhaktim Kameshwa Chodayat. Bhavan Samsara Bijeshu. Hrudaya Grantishu Prabho. Bhadakshana jignyasu bhaktaka chodayat bhavan samsara jignyasu hrudaya granthishu prabho bhakta lakshana jignyasu Samsara Bijeshu Hrudaya Granthishu Prabho Vaishnavis Mrutya Lakshana Jignyasu Bhaktam Kameshwa Chodaya Bhavan Samsara Bijeshu Hrudaya Granthishu Prabho Mrutya Lakshana Jignyasu Mishwa Chodaya Bhavan Samsara Bijeshu Hrudaya Granthishu Prabho Mrutya Lakshana Jignyasu Desiring to exhibit the symptoms of a pure devotee. Bhaktam, the devotee. Kameshu, in the material world, where lusty desires predominate. Achodayat has sent Bhavan, your lordship. Samsara Bijeshu, the root cause of being present in this material world. Hrudaya Granthishu, which desire for material enjoyment is in the core of the hearts of all conditioned souls. Prabho, O my worshipable Lord. Translation and purport by His Divinity Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. O my worshipable Lord, because the seed of lusty desires, which is the root cause of material existence, is within the core of everyone's heart, you have sent me to this material world to exhibit the symptoms of a pure devotee. Purport. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu has given considerable discussion about Nitya Siddha and Sadhana Siddha devotees. Nitya Siddha devotees come from Vaikuntha, this material world, to teach by their personal example how to become a devotee. The living entities in this material world can take lessons from such Nitya Siddha devotees and thus become inclined to return home, back to Godhead. A Nitya Siddha devotee comes from Vaikuntha upon the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and shows by his example how to become a pure devotee, Anyabhilashita Sunyam. In spite of coming to this material world, the Nitya Siddha devotee is never attracted by the allurements of material enjoyment. A perfect example is Prahlad Maharaja, who was a Nitya Siddha, a Mahabhagavata devotee. Although Prahlada was born in the family of Hiranyakashipu, an atheist, he was never attached to any kind of materialistic enjoyment. Desiring to exhibit the symptoms of a pure devotee, the Lord tried to induce Prahlad Maharaja to take material benedictions. But Prahlad Maharaj did not accept them. On the contrary, by his personal example, he showed the symptoms of a pure devotee. In other words, the Lord Himself has no desire to send His pure devotee to this material world, nor does a devotee have any material purpose in coming. When the Lord Himself appears as an incarnation within this material world, He is not allured by the material atmosphere, and He has nothing to do with material activity. Yet, by His example, He teaches the common man how to become a devotee. Similarly, a devotee who comes here in accordance with the order of the Supreme Lord shows by His personal behavior how to become a pure devotee. A pure devotee, therefore, is a practical example for all living entities, including Lord Brahma. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. This so beautiful purport by Srila Prabhupada, who is a Nitya Siddha devotee. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is mentioned, not in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Narottam Das Thakur, he writes in his songs, he says, Gaurangera Sangigane Nitya Siddha Korimane. So all the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Srila Prabhupada is the eternal associate of their lordships. He is mentioned as what? He is a Senapati Bhakta. Mora Senapati Bhakta. So he is not like one of us. He is a Nitya Siddha devotee who came by the order of the Supreme Lord to preach devotional service. So Srila Prabhupada, we hear in many memories of his disciples where Srila Prabhupada mentioned that Krishna asked him to go material world to preach, but Prabhupada said no. But then Krishna said, don't worry, I will take care. And then Prabhupada came, he extensively preached bhakti cult, and that's where we are here, taking those fruits, whatever Srila Prabhupada distributed. And even end of his pastimes, Srila Prabhupada mentioned that Krishna gave him a choice whether he want to stay here or come back. So Prabhupada, very clearly in the Lilamrita, we hear that from Prabhupada himself. So we should never consider these exalted devotees as one of us, one of among us. Even their suffering is not like us, our suffering. And who are the Nitya Siddha devotees in Krishna's pastime? Gopis? Yeah? Who else? Mother Ashoda and Nanda Maharaj. Who else? Pandavas? Yeah, all the Pandavas are Nitya Siddha devotees. All the friends of Krishna, yeah, they are all Nitya Siddha devotees. And in Chaitanya Charitamrita, everybody, all the associates of Mahaprabhu are Nitya Siddha devotees. You remember when all the devotees came for Ratyatra, so Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was introducing everybody from the terrace of the king. He was introducing them to the king and he mentioned, this is so and so, this is so and so. In that purport, Srila Prabhupada writes, now all these devotees are eternal associates of the Lord, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All are, he tells, there are innumerable devotees, not just one, two, three, you know, innumerable. They are all Nitya Siddha devotees. And in the Nectar of Devotion, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, it was mentioned by Srila Rupa Goswami that when a devotee perfects by sadhana's process, so at the end pretty much there is no difference in the activities of Nitya Siddha devotees and those who perfected through sadhana. They are called sadhana siddha devotees. So there is no, at the end there is no difference in the activity. So what is that activity? Finally, engaging in the service of the Lord for the pleasure of the Lord. So that's why for us, sadhana is very important to perfect ourselves. So although Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu mentions that one has to follow the Raganuga devotees, we have to come to the Raganuga platform by following the Ragatmika devotees. Ragatmika devotees, those are the devotees who are already perfected. Like the Gopa friends and Gopis and Mother Yashoda, all the associate, Arjuna, all those. In Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu gives very elaborate explanation about these different devotees and how we have to follow in their footsteps. So there is Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu also explains the difference between Anukarana and Anukarana. Anusarana and Anukarana. So following and imitating. So we should not imitate them, rather we should follow in their footsteps how to serve the Lord in each and every situation. And sadhana bhakti is so potent. In Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Srila Rupa Goswami mentioned very elaborately the 64 item angas of bhakti, elements of bhakti, he mentioned. And after mentioning all the 64 items, he gives a potent recipe. But all these items, where they are coming from, they are not coming from mental concoction of the Goswamis. They are coming from directly from the Supreme Lord in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami. In Chaitanya Charitamrita we read that for 7 continuous days Mahaprabhu instructed Rupa Goswami. So there he mentions, I gave just one drop of this ecstatic love, how to invoke, and he gave the symptoms, process also. So Rupa Goswami, by the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, very nicely explained in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. So that's why it's very important for us regularly, refer Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Any doubt we get in our daily sadhana, anywhere we lack, or if we are feeling that I'm not progressing as I supposed to be, so where the checkpoint, we again go back to Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu and verify where I am lacking. So then come back, correct it and proceed. So in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, after explaining 64 items, it was summarized, the 5 potent items of bhakti, they are very, very important for us to every day include in our sadhana practice. What are those? Chanting the holy names, yes. living in the holy place like Mathura, Vrindavan, reading the scriptures, especially Srimad Bhagavatam. Hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, yes. Serving the devotees, yes. Seva. One more. Yeah, that's covered. Residing in the Vrindavan. Taking prasadam, yes. But before that, worship, deity worship, yes. So these are the Panchanga Bhakti. So first one is association of devotees, Namasmarana, Mathura Vas, residing in the visiting holy places like Vrindavan and Mathura, and reading Srimad Bhagavatam and Sri Vigraha Aradhana. So these are the five potent forms of devotional service, and it is mentioned even a neophyte devotee performs any of these activities, he can experience the potency of devotional service. He can experience the ecstasy of bhakti. So that's why these five are very important. Now, if at all we go to a dietitian, now I'm going through some problem, health problem. You go to dietitian, they say, oh, you take this medicine, adjust your diet like this, you adjust your diet like this. Morning you take breakfast, cereals or protein, this much protein should be there. So all, like how they give a recipe to follow for properly nurturing our body. Similarly, to nurture our devotional service, we have to follow this recipe. So these are the five items we should include in our daily sadhana. We should make sure that these five items somehow or other covered. If one of them is lacking, like if you are just taking carbs but not taking protein, or if you are not taking some B12 related items, how you become weak? Similarly, in bhakti also, if we are not taking these five items properly, we will become weak. Just chanting itself is enough. But we are not there at that stage, only chanting is enough. So we need to add other things to chant properly. And for the sadhana bhakti, is there any qualification? No. So anybody can do it. Anybody can take it. So that's the beauty of sadhana bhakti. So anybody, it doesn't matter one has knowledge or no knowledge. One may have experience or no experience. One may be child or adult or, nearly end of the life, it doesn't matter. So, and it doesn't, that's why it is mentioned that jnana karmadi anavrutam. So you don't require any jnana, and it also doesn't require any renunciation also. So renunciation and knowledge, they are not the qualifications to perform sadhana bhakti. Whereas other forms of processes like jnana or karma or yoga, so you have to have jnana and renunciation element required. So whereas to perform bhakti, so we don't require that. So what is the qualification to perform bhakti? Shraddha. Yeah, that faith, that sincere faith is the only qualification. Sincerity is the qualification. In the Bhaktirasamrita Sindhu, Rupa Goswami very nicely explains, none of them required. A person's sincere desire to perform and simultaneously attraction for the Lord. So that is the only qualification required to perfect sadhana bhakti. Other than that, nothing else required. And everything else will come on their own accord. Depends on the devotee's inclination and sincerity. Lord in the heart, He reveals everything. He reveals everything. And we can see a gradual progress in the devotee's life. We all have that experience, isn't it? You know, how we were in the beginning of our devotional service, as years and months and days progress, and how we are slowly advancing. And if at all not advancing, we know where we are lacking, or somebody else will tell us. And we also see that progress, many examples in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So who is the best example that somebody perfected true sadhana? Any example comes to your mind? That a devotee performed sadhana bhakti and perfected? Dhruva Maharaj. Yes. Dhruva Maharaj is the best example we can see. Within how many days? Just 6 months he perfected. And he, does he have knowledge? No. Does he renounce? No. He want to have a bigger kingdom than his great-grandfather. And any age limit? No, he was just 5 years old. So that's why sadhana bhakti doesn't require any qualification. Just the mercy and our sincerity. So mercy of Narada Muni is there. And his sincere endeavor, his determination to perform, execute instructions of his spiritual master Narada Muni. And who else is the example? Prahlad Maharaj, but here it is mentioned Prahlad Maharaj is Nitya Siddha devotee. How about Narada Muni? Yeah, Narada Muni is another great example. So in the 5th chapter of 1st canto, we hear how Narada Muni met the Bhagavatas, and by the mercy and honoring their remnants, he developed ecstatic symptoms, and he also followed their instructions very rigidly, very nicely he followed, and through, by the end of his current life, he was able to hear the Lord, but Lord instructed him, you have to perfect more and come back next life. So these are the examples Bhagavatam gives, that anybody can progress in spiritual life, irrespective of time, place, circumstance and the designations and capacity of the body we have. And and as we progressing, that Raganuga Bhakti automatically. So in devotional service, as we are progressing, our heart becomes very soft. Our heart becomes very, very, you know, soft with all the qualities of a perfected devotee. So other than compared to sadhana bhakti, devotional process, if you take other processes, problem with other processes is that the heart becomes very hard. You know, they, like in the yoga process or in Ashtanga Yoga or Jnana or Karmakanda, their heart becomes very dry because they don't have any personal feelings to the Lord. Whereas a devotee is getting perfected, he develops a finer ecstatic love for the Lord in the different mellows. So what are the different mellows that a devotee tried to serve the Lord? So first one, in the Shantarasa, in the neutrality. Next, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya and Madhurya. So as we devotee progress, he will automatically try to follow one of these 5 rasas. So they are not artificial imposition. We should not artificially impose ourselves, okay, from today onwards I will worship the Lord as Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj. No, Shastra tells us we should not do like that. Rather, we should follow whatever sadhana we are doing. We should add our sincerity, and we should add the mood of the devotees who are doing it. Say, for example, It is mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam, when Lord was entering in Dwaraka, how different devotees were carrying umbrella, you know, how they were, you know, doing chamara service, raktak and patrak, they were holding umbrella and they were, you know, doing chamara. So same, we can see so many examples how a perfected devotee try to serve. Say he will not keep himself in the center, rather he will keep Lord in the center and the pleasure of the Lord in the center. So that we have to take in consideration. So that's why in our daily activities, whatever service we are doing, irrespective of the service, we may be sweeping the floor, you may be decorating the Lord in the altar, it doesn't matter what service we are doing. We have to add our finer sentiments. So what is that finer sentiment a devotee should add? Love for the Lord. So relation we have to develop, a personal relationship we have to develop with the Lord. So that comes in whatever service we are doing. We consider, it's not that, you know, so-and-so devotee asked me to do, or if I do this service, I will get some name or recognition. No. So this is, I am doing for the Lord, Radha Vallabha. This is to please Shashi Gaurnita. This is to please Jagannath Balaram Subhadra. So I am doing everything for their pleasure. So that is the finer sentiment we have to apply in our daily activities. And we have to make sure our sadhana is our prime priority in our daily schedule. So that's why bhakti is not a choice. Bhakti elements, they are not a choice. So they are compulsory. And it's like if you have multiple choice question. So only one answer most of the time is correct. Or multiple answers may be correct if they are in relation to that. So similarly, in our daily activities also, we have so many choices to make. Correct. So devotee, sadhana bhakti helps us to choose a correct option. That is serving the Lord in every aspect. So that's why sadhana bhakti is very important. Prioritizing our daily sadhana is very important. So it's not that we do elements of bhakti like chanting or reading when I get free time. No. It's not that when I get free time, so I will make time to read and chant properly. So that's what we have to come to the level. So we should make a proper adjustment to prioritize all our sadhana elements, especially these five potent forms of bhakti. And the very, very easy way to perform all these five elements in one go is our Srila Prabhupada's morning program recipe. You know, you come at 4:30, DT worship, you can take the darshan of the Lord, you offer obeisances to the Lord, you recite prayers. So that's all part of devotional DT worship. And you take association of the devotees, chanting the holy names from 5 to 7. And then again Guru Puja, that's again taking association and engaging in the DT worship, taking Charanamrita, offering water to Tulsi, circumambulating around the Tulsi, all the majority of 64 elements covered, and these five potent forms also covered. From 7:30 to 8:30 we have Bhagavatam class, Bhagavat Shravan covered. And if you can stay for prasadam and serve the devotees, where serving the devotees also covered. So you see how Srila Prabhupada very expertly imbibed all the elements of sadhana bhakti in our daily program. So that's why morning program very important, and wherever it is possible, we should apply it in our daily schedule. And why ISKCON is very unique in among all other organizations because we can give this recipe. Whereas other temples, other societies, they don't have anything. Hardly, they may have so many people going there, but none of them can follow the elements of bhakti for transforming their hearts. You know, many times when we become devotees back in India, or our parents or our friends, they say, oh, you converted. You hear that, right? You know, they say, oh, you converted. It's not conversion, it's a transformation. So there is a big difference between conversion and transformation. So you are not that saying you convert from this to that. So we are transforming. So what is transforming in our life? Our consciousness is transforming. Our activities are transforming. Our vision is transformed. Our goal is transformed. Our purpose of life transformed. So that's what unique contribution of Srila Prabhupada's ISKCON. Others may have so many followers, but their heart may not transform. And knowing that, so what we can offer to the society is that somehow or other, we first help ourselves and we help others. So with introducing them to Krishna consciousness. So as a devotee, any person who is compassionate, if somebody tells, if you are going through some issue, bodily problem, say for example, I am going through hay fever issue, some devotee recommended me, Achint Rup Mataji told, oh, take this honey and this vitamin C, that helps you. And she purchased and gave me also. Why? Because she knows, oh, I also went to this problem, this helped me. This medicine helped me, this will help you also. Similarly, when we were non-devotees before coming in Krishna consciousness, we were going through the same problems of everybody is going through. What are those problems? Lust, anger, greed, envy. So these are the main problems. Other ones anyway, they come. All the bodily related problems, they come. And we can see a transformation in our life. So what help we can offer to the society? Somehow or other, bring them to Krishna consciousness. So that's the only thing we can do to help. And to do that, we have so many means to help. So one is Harinam, is book distribution. You can bring them for prasadam, invite them to your home for prasadam. All these different activities, somehow or other, you can engage them. So why everybody should become devotee? You know, people generally say, oh, like now so many wars are happening. People think, oh, this war should somehow stop, restore the peace. So how can peace can be restored? You know, if two dogs are there, any dog walking by, seeing other dog that barks, why you come to my place? Why you came to my place? You see, animals, they fight each other. So similarly, humans also, those who are not in the proper consciousness, they fight each other. What we can offer to the society to restore peace, make them a devotee. In first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada writes, where Parikshit Maharaj descriptions were there in the towards the end of first canto, in those purports Srila Prabhupada writes, the correct administrator, a good administrator's responsibility is to make sure that every citizen become a devotee. And he reasons why everybody should become a devotee. Devotees are naturally peaceful. So if everybody becomes a devotee, whole society will be peaceful. So to make whole world to peaceful, that they should become a devotee. So that's why it says, as soon as a person becomes a devotee, all the good qualities of demigods are naturally present. And in the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam also it is mentioned, Titikshva Karunika. So a devotee natural symptom is Titikshva, is very peaceful and calm. And he is compassionate by nature. And Ajata Shatrava, so he doesn't have enemies also. So if one is not a devotee, you will see so many enemies for him because of his envy and so many other defects. So only by becoming a devotee one will develop all the good qualities. There is no other alternative. So one, generally society, philanthropists, they think, okay, you go to Swanson Street or any part of the city, there people stand with their iPads asking, please donate. There is a water problem, please donate. There is a food problem in Africa, please donate for this cause, please donate that for that cause. And they try to preach. You know, there is organ sale in the China. So you see with the placard, so many people try to help. But that help will not help anything. So in the previous prayers of Prahlad Maharaj, we heard, Dukkha Aushadhi Tadapi Bahu Dukkhaman. So the remedy to cure the misery itself is more miserable. So only way society can be helped is by preaching Krishna consciousness. There is no other alternative. And we are getting very close to book marathon. So we can from now itself meditate what way we can contribute to help. Now, naturally we should feel compassionate to others. Only compassion is to somehow or other make them devotee. So you can go for Harinam. There's so many people like to come to city. If possible, you can join every day, otherwise twice a week. You can go for book distribution. So there are so many ways. It is mentioned in 10th canto where Krishna, when he was glorifying the trees, he mentions, no etavan janma safalyam dehinam iha deheshu. So one who has taken birth, janma safalyam, to perfect his life, janma safalyam dehinam iha deheshu. And Krishna tells, pranair arthair tiya vacha. So with your prana, with your life symptoms, arthai, with your money, dhiya, with your intelligence, and vacha, with your words, shreya acharanam sada. So one has to always benefit all the living entities. So if possible, you can directly participate in book distribution. If you are not able to participate, you can use your intelligence somehow. If you are not able to do that, use your body. Those who are going for book distribution, you can cover their services. Like say for example, from next week, our catering service is going to start. And many of the devotees from ashram, we have to go for catering. And some devotees had to go for book distribution. And nobody there for crossway service. So you can help in that way. By helping that, you are also helping the greater cause. So diya, pranair, arthair. So you can also, you know, help, say for example, directly you may not distribute, but those who are distributing, you can help them. You distribute, if somebody asks for free, you give, I reimburse that money. So like that, in whatever aspect, we can, somehow or other, we should come. So the giver gets more. In that way, by engaging somehow or other in elements of sadhana bhakti and somehow or other helping others, we will perfect our sadhana process, we will become sadhana siddha, and that to get perfected our sadhana, so we have to somehow capture the attention of Srila Prabhupada and all the previous acharyas, ultimately Krishna's mercy. So we will get that kripa. Kripa siddha also required, and simultaneously our sadhana should go. Okay, I'll stop here. If you have any questions or comments, please. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you for the nice class. Prabhuji, you mentioned that in bhakti we don't need any renunciation and everything. But Prabhu, when we read the 10 offenses every day in the morning, in the last offense, the 10th offense, it says that even if we have material attachments, we cannot attain to love of Godhead. So how do we understand this? It means that we need renunciation in bhakti to progress ahead.
Very good question. Good observation. Renunciation, there is a very clear explanation in Bhagavad Gita. Where Prabhupada, when Arjuna asked a question, karma tyag and sannyas. Renounced order and renouncing. So renounced order is renounced order of, there's a progression of spiritual life where there is no material obligations. A devotee takes the renounced order of life and completely engage in the service of the Supreme Lord with body, mind and words. But for majority, it is not possible. So we have to continue in whichever ashrama we are in. And the renunciation, what recommended in Bhagavad Gita is that we renounce the fruits of our activities, knowing that the results are coming by the order of the Supreme Lord. All the, whether it may be beneficial result or non-beneficial result. Say for example, you are going for book distribution. Whole day you spent, but not even one book gone. So there you are not attached to the result. So that attachment you are renouncing. Say you went, you distributed 100 books in 1 hour. Or you become a top 5 distributors, this book marathon. So that also you are renouncing. It's mercy of the Srila Prabhupada and the Lord. So that renunciation is required. So the other renunciation mentioned is that, say for example, other traditions, they renounce all the material things, thinking that not wearing chappal, not dressing properly, not shaving their head, not brushing, all those activities, they think they are all material activities, they renounce. They renounce their possessions, they renounce technology, they don't use any technology. So that's why Rupa Goswami mentioned, so we don't renounce things just like that, but we try to engage all the activities, all the utilities, all the facilities in the service of the Lord. Nirbandha Krishna Sambandhe. So we engage them. So that becomes devotional activity. So in that way, we don't maintain our material attachment, but we see everything in relation to Krishna and we engage them. So that is required. Does it answer your question?
Thank you, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, Hare thank Krishna. You for the class. I have a similar question. You know how there is the phrase, just chant and be happy, and you said that we're not at the stage of just chanting and being happy, we need all the other processes. Is it that when we come into the movement, at first there is just the simple version, basically, you know, that we just chant to start us off, and then we get into all the other processes of bhakti? Or is it possible for us, like what stage is it at? What stage do we need to be at to just chant and be happy?
Very good question. So there is a hidden word in between. Chant perfect and be happy. So our initial chanting, chanting, whether we chant in a perfected stage or in a conditioned stage, the medicine works and depends on the person's conditioning. The medicine's potency, although equal, may take. Say, for example, you go to a doctor with a cold and flu symptoms. Depends on the severity of your cold and flu. That medicine works immediately or slowly. Similarly, the chanting is the same. So we don't know how much conditioning and how much baggage we are carrying from our previous lives. So somebody may take chanting just on the first day. Some devotees come to temple, other devotee says, you should chant 16 rounds every day. Okay, I'll take it. 16 rounds, no problem. I'll start from today only. Or you should follow four regulative principles. No problem, I'll follow from today only. You should come every day to Mangalarti. No problem, I'll come every day. For some devotees, from day one, it clicks, they chant 16 rounds, they follow four regulative principles, they do everything. But some other people, even to come to the level of chanting 16 rounds, not that all the 16 rounds at one go in the Mangalarti, even to finish by 12 o'clock midnight, that takes ages. You see the difference? How much baggage they carry? And when we come to 16 rounds of our daily sadhana, and you see gradual progress in our consciousness. Initially, we may be chanting for our own pleasure, or just for a tick mark, we may chant doing. But as we progress, we think, why I have to stop at 16? Can I add two more? Can I add four more in my daily? And devotees also, I have seen so many devotees, they plan during Kartik month, they try to adjust their daily work to add more devotional service in their daily activities, daily schedule. They take, say for example, like Ekadashis, they try to chant more rounds, 64 rounds, 120 rounds, like that. So they take off. Why? Because they are slowly developing that taste. So that's why in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu also it was given an example. A jaundiced person, the disease such that our tongue becomes very bitter because of the excess bile produced. Even the sweet feels very bitter. But the cure for jaundice is sugarcane juice. Sugarcane juice by nature is very sweet. But for a jaundiced person, it's not sweet. But as we're drinking the same juice again and again, that is the cure. And slowly it restores our natural life, natural symptoms. And you can feel the taste also. Similarly, chanting, initially Krishna's mercy, he gives little bit taste to attract us. But to hold on to the taste, our sincere endeavor is required daily. So some days we may feel like to chant all the rounds. Some days time may not permit, our circumstances may not permit, body may not permit. But still we have to stick to that. I should finish my 16 rounds attentively somehow or other. So that daily endeavor gives taste. And along with that, if we get clarified with our goal, you know, in every activity, if we are clear with our goal, what we want to achieve, and it doesn't matter what we are doing in between, what struggles we are facing, if we are concentrating on the goal, so all other will not make any troubling objects in our daily sadhana.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
I just wanted to ask, on some days it's really hectic to keep our promises or vows that we have, for instance, chanting, right? Mm. So, for example, I have assignments, I have work, and at the end of the day I'm so tired that I'm not able to complete my chanting. Mm. So how to keep up that? And yeah.
That's good. Good that you like to chant. That's very impressive. Same thing, we have to, assignments won't come just as a flash news, correct? So they give in advance. So we have to schedule in such a way, we prioritize everything. Say for example, you know that tomorrow is going to be a very busy day. So you will know the schedule, right? Say for example, morning I get up 4 o'clock, then I have these things to do from 7 to 9, so and so I have to do, then I have to go uni, then I have to go do this. So you will know that. So you can make a track of what are the tasks you are going to do tomorrow, and based on that you can adjust how much gap you can get between your tasks. Say for example, your class may be starting from 8 to 10. So before 8, if you are sleeping late, you may be getting up a bit late. So you know how much time you take to get ready, and how much time it takes for you to prepare your meal, and how much time it takes for you to reach your uni, and then when you will get the next gap. So like that you can make a proper plan and fit wherever you can chant. So that's for the student life, you know. So many students and working class, that's everyday struggle. So that's why we schedule our day planner. So if you can able to fit all the 2 hours at one go, 16 rounds chanting, very good. Otherwise you can schedule four rounds. If not, at least two. 8 batches. So you can plan. And it is mentioned our chanting actually starts a day before. Because we plan a day before when I am going to chant tomorrow. Okay.
Right. Thank you.
Hare Krishna, we'll stop here. గ్రంథరాజ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం కి శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద కి అనంత కోటి వైష్ణవ బృంద కి.